Welcome back to
It's All G.
So where do we start?
Well, where we left off was a
recap. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode, by the way. It took really long, you know. It was a long time since we, you know, I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was a long break. So yeah. It was good to be back.
And we're going to try and continue, you know.
Yeah, just, you know, this is kind of fun. So recapping on the things that's going on in our lives and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, we were trying to catch you guys up in the last episode, but obviously we couldn't go through everything up until now. So what we're going to do is this episode as well, we'll kind of catch you up on what's been going on in our lives and what we've been up to. And then from the next episode, we'll have a bit more of a system, or rather a process to follow with what we're going to be talking about.
Like, you guys can tell us what else y'all would like to hear on the podcast, you know, different things y'all want to know.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be interesting.
We can do some Q&As maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. Like anything, you know, just let us know, drop a comment below and just see, you know.
Yeah.
What you want to hear from us.
Yeah. So, to start things off for recap round two is, we opened a restaurant in India.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was pretty amazing.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. So the story is like my dad, there was this partner. Why don't you explain it? You're very good at explaining things.
Can you stop doing that? What?
I'll button, you know.
Ah, okay. So that's like how we're going to do
like
this.
Like I always do.
Right. So our partner in India is part of a big furniture conglomerate. It's a huge company that he's built from the ground up. So he loves Sri Lankan food, and he wanted to find someone that he could partner with to take some good Sri Lankan food to India. And since he has furniture stores all over India, he decided to start with a new one that he's opening in Bangalore, and asked her dad Harpo to come on board to, you know, run the operations and oversee everything.
We actually like took a lot of our staff from here, because there's actually only Sri Lankan chefs working in that kitchen, because that's what they wanted. And it's really amazing that, you know, people who worked within our company had the chance to, you know, go to India. So it's a pretty great opportunity.
Yeah. So yeah, like she said, the staff got promoted from within the group to travel to India and work there. And it's a Sri Lankan restaurant, of course. It's called Salon Ceylon. Mm-hmm. And it's a part of the Stanley Furniture showroom. And so since, and hopefully if this one works off really well, we can expand to other showrooms in India. And
fingers crossed.
We're very excited. Yeah. We were in India.
We went
in and
to
out.
India.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We were there for your mom's birthday.
For my mom's birthday. That was amazing. Like, we took Seth and Abby. So first my mom couldn't actually come because she had a family emergency. It was really sad because I was like telling my mom, I was like, no, you know, please, you have to come. It was her 60th birthday. And I was like, you can't be alone here. We've already bought the tickets. It was the day before
we left.
The day before we left. So she was like, no, I have to stay. I can't. And then, then me, my dad, Shehan and the kids, the next day we went to India. And luckily, like, we went, it was so much fun. We did so many different things. Like, what did we do? We went to
A variety of malls that actually had quite a number of things.
So many things to do for kids, you know.
Like the arcades were
the thing
amazing.
Is, like, I think the area we were in, I don't know exactly, Bharatiya City. It's such a nice place, you know. You think when you go to India, you think about, oh, it's not very clean and all, but like when we went there, it was like, honestly,
of course, no, where we were,
you
can
yeah.
see the disparity in between areas,
yeah,
but of course where we
so
were was amazing,
beautiful, like
parks
so
and like
nice.
Kids running all over
yeah,
the place.
It was really lovely. So yeah. And there was a mall connected to where we were staying. Seth had a ball. Abby had a ball. Oh, my God. Of course, there was an arcade spot there. And that's all they wanted to do.
I think I spent more time in the arcade.
Yeah,
him
and Seth, that's all they wanted to do.
Then he did. Yeah. I won literally every toy in that arcade. Like,
people
the staff there
were, shock.
Were
yeah.
like, what the hell is going on? I like those games where you win tickets. I played like every one of them, and I was winning. One game, I won 1,500 tickets, and they had to refill the machine just so that it could print out my tickets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was too much fun. And then, I have to tell this story. I found a cinema right, where they were showing new Demon Slayer arc. And I was like, oh my God, this is a dream come true. I get to watch it way before anyone else. Because it's literally not even out yet. It was only released in theaters. It's not available online. So it was, they were showing it and I was like, Ashi, I have to go for this. So I went, bought tickets, got to the cinema, and on the outside it said no kids and pregnant women. And I was just like, that's odd for Demon Slayer anime, you know. Maybe it has an age limit, but no pregnant women, didn't make any sense. But I was like, whatever. And I went into the cinema and the seats looked different. The seats looked a little more like roller coaster seats, but like without the bars and stuff, but it just like looked like mechanical in a sense of it. And I was just like, oh my God, what is going on? So I went and I sat down with my popcorn, and when the movie started, it was wind blowing through a field and wind blew through the cinema. And I was feeling cold and I was like, wait, what is going on? And then for the fight scenes, the chairs start moving according to the fight. Like, it's so choreographed. It was amazing. And then when it snowed in the show, snow fell from the ceiling. Like, I had no idea what I was in for. I was almost in tears. It was like the most beautiful anime experience you could ever ask for. That was so cool. And like, I really hope we get something like that someday in Sri Lanka. But if you're ever in Bangalore, check it out. It was a one-of-a-kind experience to watch a movie like that synced to a 4D, 5D experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah.
So anyways, then back to the restaurant. Ashi is working alongside owner's daughter, who is also very much involved.
Yeah, so she's doing the marketing and basically in charge of the whole thing.
Yeah,
as well,
she's running the show. So we're working alongside her to, you know, get the promotions going.
And finally, like, my mom turned up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, sadly, she was just like, okay, no, I can't come. The day of her birthday, she said, okay, I can come. And she landed at 11:30 in the night just before her birthday finished. It was so nice.
And we had balloons.
We had balloons.
Cake,
like, we told the hotel that, you know, my mom's birthday and she's getting late and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, they put balloons, they got a cake, and then we kept Seth up. We couldn't keep Abby up, though, because Abby was just too sleepy. But it was absolutely adorable. You should go check out that vlog, though, actually. I did a vlog on that.
Oh, yeah.
So do check it out. It was really, really nice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was that. We were in India for about 3 days, right? Yeah. 3 days.
Yeah. Short trip.
Short trip, yeah.
But eventful. And then, of course, there we had like a soft launch while we were there at the restaurant.
It was really
which
nice
went really well.
Sri Lankan,
it was the opening of the store and a soft launch of the restaurant. Mm-hmm.
So if you are in Bangalore, do check Ceylon Ceylon out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's near the airport. It's about 20 minutes
it's
away.
It's on the airport road the location.
The location, yeah. So And then we had...
In February, there was Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Where you treated me, thank you.
Yes, I did.
Lovely
wife. I completely forgot that I did something like that, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because... Like, she was just like, you're not romantic anymore. We didn't do anything for Valentine's Day.
And
I was like, wait, we were working on Valentine's Day because we had a promotion at Shoulders at our new restaurant at Havelock City. But didn't we do something the day before? And then she's like, oh, yes, I remember. I took you. I took you out.
I completely forgot. Yeah, we went for a nice romantic dinner. That was actually really good, though.
It was nice.
We haven't done that in a while. We need to do that again.
It's your turn to plan a date.
Yeah. We try to do this thing where once a week, at least, we do a date night or once in 2 weeks. But like sometimes
now that it's her turn to plan, it's been once in 2 months.
And I just get out, man. So no, I'll pick a nice place. Don't worry. Okay, so
I've heard this before many times.
No, just be quiet. But sometimes I get lazy. Like I'm just like, oh, I can watch my TV shows now. You know, there's no day that I need to go to work. Like those days, I'm just like, oh, but no, I'll take you. Don't worry. Okay, then. Hey guys, just want to take a second and shout out my YouTube page, Ashira Gomez. That's where I post all about lifestyle and travel.
And also, please check out our Patreon. We hope to post more behind the scenes content of our daily lives. So please subscribe and show your support. Cheers. And then March was my birthday, of course, and the big match.
Oh my God.
It was a ball, as always.
So last year, I only went for 1 day because Abby was, of course, just 2 months, I think.
Yeah,
2 or 3 months. So I thought, okay, I'll just go for 1 day. But this time I was like, no, now she's over a year. So I can go for 2 days. So we went Friday, went, drank, of course, from 1 o'clock till 10 o'clock in the night. Of course, Mr. Shangom has passed out by 7 p.m. It's like always the first day, he always goes to sleep. Like, he can't even remember leaving the ground.
Just like, you know, 7 p.m. such a thrill to drink with the boys, yeah. You know, meet everyone.
Drank till, 7 p.m. So then I was just like, I want to continue partying with my friends and his friends. So I was just like, okay, fine. Came back home, dropped him at 7 p.m. Changed him, put him in the bed, he had his shower, whatever, put him, and then I was like, okay, I'm going now, bye. And I went back and partied with the friends till about 11:30, and then came back, slept, woke up, took the kids. We took the kids somewhere else, I think, in the morning, right?
I can't remember.
Yeah, we took the kids.
It was a daze.
Yeah, it
to
was
be
a daze. Anyway, we whole morning till about 1, we were with the kids, playing with them, and then I kept telling Shan, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I can't do it again. I can't. We're old for this. Too old for this crap. No way. 2 days we can't drink. And then, bam, had one beer. And then we were good to go.
The rest is history.
Yeah, luckily he didn't pass out though. But it was so much fun.
Why are there so many flies here today?
I know. Today there's loads.
Someone kept the doors open. Well, don't mind them.
Yeah, they
can look
flies.
At her pretty face.
Anyway, but yeah, it was so much of fun. We had a blast. Honestly, it was such a good time.
Yeah, the big match is always a great time.
Yeah, and
but then after
like
that, recovery took us about a week.
My God, it took a week. Yeah. I think we were all sick. We had coughs, we had colds,
So imagine that's the same way we feel every year. But the year that COVID came, where they blamed the big match for spreading COVID in Sri Lanka.
Oh my God.
Just imagine, right? We had gone through 3 days of drinking and smoking and just partying and wreaking havoc. And then they announced COVID. You could have, you know, these symptoms. And we had most of the symptoms, to be honest, because that's how
we,
like, you know, we feel like shit.
And we went immediately into lockdown.
Yeah, we went lockdown straight out of the big match. So it was quite funny that, you know, all the boys were messaging each other, oh my God, do we have it?
Yeah, oh my God.
What a crazy time in life.
Yeah, but I can't believe COVID happened 3 years ago. That's nuts. Yeah. It just feels so...
It was a good time though. I mean,
I know. I mean, it was horrible also, but I think...
Talking about our personal experience, right?
Like the two of us...
We're not saying COVID was a good thing. That's not what we're saying.
But I think it was just so nice just to be by ourselves, the two of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got pregnant with Seth. Otherwise, it would never have happened.
Yeah.
For sure. So, I mean, not that it wouldn't have happened, but I don't know.
We don't know what life
because our lifestyle was so different that, you know, we don't know if it, we would have changed.
Yeah.
But we changed for the best. So happy. but yeah,
pat
so.
Good job.
but yeah, what were we saying? So yeah.
So that was the beginning of March. Here. Then.
Aurudu.
No, that's April. What else did we do in March? Not much, no. Did
we
do anything?
Yes, of course. We were so busy because we were planning Easter Sunday roast, where our chef, our partner at Shoulders, he came down. When he comes down, we have such a blast, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we always have, at least when we go to work, we'll have. But when we're done with work, we'll have like one beer or one cocktail. I think it's a bad influence. Yeah, Jupe, you are a bad influence.
Or is it us on him?
I don't know.
Don't know really.
But it was so much
Let's
fun.
Just
you
blame
know?
Each other.
We were planning, like, you know, the Easter Sunday roast, changing up the menu a bit.
Then we had our first event, let there be gin.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. So we do like, every month we do like an event where, you know, people, musicians come and they sing outside the Havelock City, just outside outlet, like it's like a day drinking thing. It's so much of fun and so nice to listen. Like for me, like I love day parties. I hate night parties. So like, you know, drinking during
and
the
it's
day.
Just like a jam session.
Yeah,
like all the musicians come together.
It's amazing. We're actually having one soon again. Oh no, you can't already.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the next one will of course be in June again. So it'll be
try and make it. Look into it.
Yeah.
And then April comes along and we had Aurudu, which is celebrated in Habarana.
After how long?
After
8 years, right?
7 years.
No, as soon as we got married, we went apparently. No, I thought we had gone for 10 years, but it was about, I think, 7 years.
Yeah, so Habrana Lodge, that's Cinnamon Lodge now.
Yeah.
It's beautiful for out of the, because they have all the out of the events and, you know, they had the most amazing food.
Oh my God, it was just so nice to be. It was so nostalgic, you know, taking Seth and Abby there.
Yeah, to be honest.
Going
we
to
used
the
to
tree.
Sneak off to make out there all the time. Now we're going back with kids.
Oh my God.
Crazy how life goes on.
And, you know, taking them to the treehouse. You know, we went on a little.
Oh, the treehouse.
Oh gosh, nothing happened in the street. I really don't remember that.
If you don't remember, then what to do? But yeah, there's so much of nostalgia there, and I think even the staff are so great.
Yeah, they're
some
still
staff are still there.
There
like,
it was so
there
nice to see.
So
oh
many
my
years.
God, they're amazing. But yeah, Aurudu happened, and then what? What else did we do?
In April. Nothing.
It was just Aurudu, I think. And then we went just back to work and, you know.
And then what are the hotel reviews we did for this year so far?
I can't.
We did, not Heritage.
No.
What am I saying? Radisson.
Radisson, yeah. And And then we did Sheraton.
Yeah, so those reviews were fun as well. Check out the vlogs.
Please do.
Yeah, go to her channel.
Yeah,
those are there as well.
It's crazy how, like, you know, we were like discussing before, like we were saying how, like, with our family, like how Abby also has like changed her personality has changed so
since
much.
Of late, right?
Since
like this year.
I think it because
after
before,
her first birthday,
yeah,
to be honest.
No, it was in Feb, man. It was Feb that she just completely like. I know we completely forgot to talk about Feb, about that part. But yeah, we always like. I like to jump. Different stories.
Yeah,
but
she's
anyway.
A jumper.
Oh God, please. Oh my gosh.
So Abiela.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you know, before she turned one, she was very quiet. Like, you know, she was to herself. She always wanted to be with me, pasted on me.
Mm.
And now, like in Feb, her personality just completely changed. It was like, I don't know. She was like more open, and she's just a rascal now. Right?
Mm.
Like, so cute and so talkative, tries to bully him a little bit. But I'm telling you, I keep telling him that she's going to wrap him around his little finger, for sure.
And I tell you, the more that you say that, the less likely it's going to happen. So,
but yeah.
I don't like being challenged. So don't challenge me if you don't want it to happen.
Please,
you know?
No, I want it to happen. But yeah, anyway, she's so naughty. Like, sometimes we tell her, okay, Abby, don't do this, you know. And then she first screams, but then she first looks at him, like, looks at us.
Mm.
And, like, tries to, like, you know, see if we're joking.
Yeah,
but
she's
cheeky.
Like,
she's
very
so
cheeky. Yeah.
She's a cheeky little chica. I think she's like me, though.
Yeah,
Seth is like you.
I don't know.
Still, we'll see. Yeah.
Like, she's one. How can we tell?
I don't know what she's going to be like. She'll be a little monkey.
She's adorable.
We love it.
And Seth is just getting smarter by the day.
Oh my God. And he sings, guys. Like,
yeah,
it's so nice.
Good.
Like, honestly, I want
and,
to cry.
And
like,
we're not talking
just,
like Twinkle Twinkle Little
no.
Star. Like No Diggity, Permission to Dance by BTS.
Yeah,
like those
BTS
kinds
songs.
I Want It That Way, Backstreet Boys. He can sing the whole song from start
so
to finish.
It's so nice. Like,
yeah, pretty.
It's crazy like
pretty
how
amazing.
Every month or if like every month like both of them just keep changing,
yeah,
you know,
because at this age like the growth spurt is not a year or even months. It's like weekly new things happen, they change so much.
Yeah,
like I bet Seth could whoop 90% of you at video games. Like, no doubt he can play FIFA, he can play fighting games, he can play shooting games. His hands are still too small to hold the controller, but he can still do it. So
it's honestly
so awesome.
Crazy. Like, you know, as a parent, you honestly should just cherish all these moments. And just, by the way, they just grow so fast. Like, in the blink of an eye, like, it's just like, they're just so different. Like, today, so I was just looking at Seth and the way he talks, you know, it, like, just changed. Like, today, I was, did you realize?
Yeah,
like,
he said something, like, he structured a sentence so well.
I was
just
like looking.
What?
Like, what? And like, one, the two of us were just sitting and we were just staring at him. We were just looking at him like, wow, he's such a cutie pie. And then what did he tell us? Why are you looking at me?
Yeah.
And we were just like, whoa.
Like, hey, Why are you looking at me? Why are you staring at me?
Why are you staring at me? I was just like, oh my God, that was so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just.
But it's adorable. It's like the most amazing thing. Enjoying every moment of it.
And his concert, oh my God.
Yeah.
He's a little octopus.
Yeah. These things are so awesome. Like, remember to cherish. Like, actually, like, teaches you when you have kids that you need to cherish all these little things so much more. Because you never know when it's going to change. Like, I saw this one dad saying online that if you, like, you know, ever feel like, oh, my God, this is, we're going through this over and over again, or this feels mundane, we're doing the same things. But remember, like, one day you won't be.
Yeah.
Ever again. Like, I discussed this with my cousins as well, right? We don't know the last time we played football together, you know? We used to play football every time we met as a family. There were six of us boys. We would play football every single family dinner. And then one day it just stopped. And, like, we don't know when that was. But
oh my God,
now thinking
crazy.
Back, it's so sad that, like, you know, these things come to an end. So you got to enjoy it to the fullest.
Yeah.
And so even with kids, you know, like, they ask you to carry them. Will they ask you 10 years from now, 20 years from now? Definitely not in 20, right?
Yeah.
So cherish it and, like, do it and try and put yourself through it, because the memories you make are the ones you'll have, and, like, no regrets, but, you know, always give it your fullest.
Whoa, so deep.
That's what you always say.
Ajo! This fellow, I tell you, can't say anything with you, man.
Well, I've got my mind in the gutter. What can I do? That's what you married. Deal with it.
But anyways.
Yeah. So, that's kind of a recap on everything that's been going on. But here's the scoop, guys. And
y'all are going to be the first to know.
Yeah, you guys are the first to know. So, listen close. Tomorrow, I will be releasing the one and only song I've ever written and will ever write that I wrote for Ashi 15 years ago. I recorded it, did a music video. It's all coming out tomorrow. You guys are the first to hear about it. So I hope you get online on YouTube to watch the music video and whatever platform you listen to your music to find it. The name of the song is She Says I'm Crazy. And it's, you know, I hope it goes viral.
I was
18 when I wrote it.
Oh my God.
And yeah, I finally, like, I wanted to record it for so long, but I never got around to it. My cousins already know the words to the song. You'll be a testament to it. So 15 years in the making, I've thought about recording it every year, but never did it. And then just this year, couple of weeks ago, I told my brother, hey, can you, like, you know, help me record this? And he just booked a studio. We got to doing a dummy version. You know.
He tried to surprise me, but he just couldn't do it.
Yeah, so I told her I have to go for a meeting with Ranjan. She was like, where? And I was like, I can't tell you.
I was just like, we had an event. We had an event at Shoulders, and I was like, but I have to be by myself. Now I'm, like, so nervous also to do this by myself.
Getting pissed at me.
Yeah, I'm just like, why? Why can't you tell me? Why can't you tell me? And
then when I came, I knew, like, so I had to do the music video, right? And so when I spoke to the producer, he was just like, you can't shoot it alone, you have to tell her. So I was like, oh yeah, yeah. So then I, you know, I told her about it, and yeah, we're super excited that it's finally done and it's coming out. So please give it, you know, some love, share it with your friends.
Woo-hoo!
And let us know what you think.
Anyways, guys, we hope you enjoyed this.
Yeah. This podcast, this episode.
I completely forgot about what I was going to say. But yeah, like we always say.
It's great to be back, and it's all G.
Hey, wait, we'll say it again.
Sorry. Like we always say, it's all G.
This podcast is a Creator Cast production.